afternoon.
Good Love afternoon. Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening. I'd like to welcome all of my listeners today to Religion Means Alive. I am Abdul Rashid Akbar. I'm the guest co-host for Religion Means Alive, which is hosted by Imam Alfred Muhammad. And I'd like to thank Imam Alfred for allowing me to continue to be the guest co-host every second Monday of the month. And so I'd like to greet the honorable radio audience with the greetings of peace. As we say in the Arabic language, As-salamu alaykum. And what that really means is, may the Creator's peace be upon you, actually be upon all of us. I want to start out with some important announcements, and then I want to tell you all a little bit about the show today, who my guest will be today. And so let me start, though, with some important announcements, and particularly in regards to the creator of this program, Religion Means Alive. Imam Alfred Muhammad has encountered some health challenges. There are some significant health challenges, and as such, he has an online program where those who are familiar with his work and who are regular listeners to the show here, where you can go online and contribute to his effort. I don't want to go into details about the health challenges. I'll give you information regarding his, if you want to check him out on his Facebook, but I'll also give you information where you can go right to his and send a donation directly to his directly to him. So his Facebook page is, give me just a second and I'll pull it up here. you can get to his Facebook page with, just by typing Imam Alfred Muhammad in the subject line at the top of the page. And it will take you right to his page. And on his page, you will see some information about the health challenges that he is encountering here. Hold on just a second here, and how you can donate to that. I'm pulling the information up now. And so he has set up an account on a GoFundMe. And I want to give you the exact link to the account. I'm searching for it. I can't find it right now. But if you go to his Facebook page, just Imam Alfred Muhammad, the information on how to get to his, what it is, and this is the name of it. Let me go to it. Yes. He has set up what he's called the Imam Alfred Prostate Cancer Fund. He kind of lays out what the health challenges are that he has, And he is asking for support. This is a challenge, and as challenges go, it's something that he did not, none of us asked for. But the challenge is still there. He is attempting to raise resources to help him as he works through with this challenging treatment that he's going to have to undergo. Let me again give you his information. It's Imam Alfred Muhammad, GoFundMe.com. So if you go to GoFundMe.com and it's / Imam Alfred Cancer Fund, you will be able to find the information that he set up. And he's seeking assistance with the challenge he's had with this illness, which this assistance he needs is beyond what is covered by health insurance. So, of course, he would love to also have your prayers and your thoughts as he goes and tries to deal with this challenging illness and fight it. And we hope that with God's blessings that he will be successful at working through these challenges. But if you don't have Facebook, not on Facebook, let me also tell you how you can send a donation to Imam Alfred as he works through this challenging health problem. And you can send it to him at this address. His address, Imam Alfred Muhammad, and it's at 817 Jackson Avenue, Linder, New Jersey. That's Linder, New Jersey, 07036. And I, for one, know that he would be really grateful for your assistance. Also, let me say that for those who are listening to the radio program today, there's a couple of ways that you can participate. One, of course, if you're listening to the program, all you got to do is dial 1. Hit the number 1 on your dial, and it'll put you right into the host queue, and I can then respond to bring you on air and respond to any questions that you may have or any statements you may have, and then the other listeners can hear you also. But also, you can tweet me if you have a Twitter account. You can send me a tweet. I'm on my Twitter account now, and so I'll respond to all the tweets that I get. And you can reach me. My Twitter handle is @Akbar1. That's @AKBARONE, all one word, @Akbar1. And then you can reach me, and I'll be more than happy to whatever tweets I receive, if they're related to our subject matter, I will certainly read them while we're on air, and then respond to them. So with that, let me tell you what my lineup today. I have two guests scheduled to join me on Religion Means Alive today. One of them is a repeat guest. She was on the program 2 months ago. And that's Sister Kalima, Kalima Furqan. Sister Kalima Furqan. I'm looking forward to her coming on the show again today. And special guest. Some of you may know of him. He's an accomplished a jazz pianist. He makes his home now in Las Vegas, Nevada, but he gets all around. And he's back and forth here in Chicago. In fact, he's in here in Chicago for the next, I think, few weeks doing some appearances here in Chicago. His name is Brother Ghalib Ghalab, an accomplished pianist. As you know, my program, focus with my program. The focus of my program is on business and technology. And both these guests are accomplished individuals as professionals and as business individuals who both use technology in this day and time to help promote their own programs. And so I'm scheduled to receive them in about 4 minutes' time. They're to be on, actually give us a call in about 15 after the hour. So I'm looking to have them call in, and when they join us, we will begin. But while we wait for them to join us, let me give you some updates on some of the other projects that I'm involved with and that this particular program supports. Of course, the one most important one is the Mosque Cares, a ministry of Imam Walter D. Muhammad. As you know, Imam Alfred is a strong supporter of Imam Walter D. Muhammad, and this program was created to continue to move forward on the focus and the teachings and the work of Imam Muhammad. And the Mosque Cares is the ministry of Imam Muhammad, and it works. Its focus is to continue that legacy and those works that were started by Imam Muhammad. If you want to keep up with what's going on with them, all you need to do is go to your website, or go to the internet, and just type in ministryofimam.org, or just in your search engine, just put in Imam W. Dean Muhammad. Just go back to your search engine. Whether you're using Google or Yahoo or whatever, just type in Imam W. Dean Muhammad, or whether in the pop-up. And where you want to go to is The Mosque Cares. Or just type in The Mosque Cares. And website will come up. The Mosque, The Mosque Cares, and the information will come up, and you just type on it. You'll get the Mosque Cares in the drop down. Just click on it. It'll take you right to the home page of the Mosque Cares. And here, once you get to the home page, you can find out what their activities are, the kind of activities that they're involved in, the upcoming events. Just a whole host, a wealth of information that's available there. But while I have you and while we're waiting on them to call, let me just inform you that Savior's Day, and this is an annual program that's sponsored by the Mosque Cares. It's sponsored by the Ministry of Imam W. Muhammad, the Mosque Cares. Even after the passing of Imam Muhammad, and they have already set the date for 2015. So I encourage you to save this date, this Saturday, February 21st, 2015. That's the date of the our Savior's Day. It will be the venue, the location will be here in the Chicago area. It will be at the Chicago Marriott Midway Airport, and that's 6520 South Cicero Avenue here in Chicago. Of course, as I said, if you go to the MoffCast website, you can get that information and you can ask any questions about this upcoming event. But this is, again, will be a dynamic program to become involved in. And I'll continue to bring you information about Save the Day. But if you'd like to get that information, as I say, if you'd like to get it for yourself, simply go to the just go to the website, The Moss Cares, and you can get the latest information on not just Save This Day, but also other programming of the Moss Cares. Also, I'd like to inform you, if you are interested in, if you have a smartphone or tablet, particularly a smartphone, there's another way that you can also keep up on what's going on with the Moss Cares. You can download their mobile app. They have a mobile app now. And all you have to do is go to either Google, and of course with Google, you go to the Google Play Store, or at if you have a Apple device like I do, you just go to the App Store and type in, when you get there, just type in The Moss Cares in the search box. And the information on their mobile app will come up, and then you can download the app. Of course, downloading the app is free of charge. There's no cost for downloading the app. And then with that, you will be able to really keep up on what's going on with the Moss Cares, all the activities, and just stay really informed as to their programming and activities. And there are some additional information I'd like to bring to your attention. But I'd like to just try to do that a little later on in the program. So for right now, though, let me check to see if we have hold on just a second. No, I don't have them called in as yet. So while we're waiting on our guest, let me continue with some updates from the Moss Cares. The first Sunday program, you know that the Moss Cares sponsors first Sunday program every month. This is also a continuation of the work of Imam, what's his name, Muhammad. And in the past, of course, for all of the programming for the Moss Cares is recorded, and then the videos are uploaded on YouTube. And so here's another opportunity to keep up on what's going on with the Moss Cares in terms of video. Simply go to YouTube and they will, you can just type in the Moss Cares there and you can get the programming. And you can get the most recent information, videos, whatever, from their first Sunday programming, and also from from the First Sunday program, but also from any of the events. But what I'd like to call your attention to is, and then inform you that the Mosque Care is now starting with the first Sunday in November. And they will be live streaming the first Sunday programming. And this is just an addition. This is the Mosque Care adapting and using the technology that's available out there now to move forward with and bring in information to those who follow their programming and want to take advantage and just to follow them live, and so starting the first Sunday in November, and that will be November, Saturday, November 2nd. If you you can go to their website, and on their website you will be able to find information. There will be a link there that you can then go to their go right to their live stream programming. And the beauty of this is you're able to see their live, and you'll be able to see their programming and watch it from any smartphone, tablet, or computer. As long as you have access to the internet, you'll be able to watch it. Listen, you can watch and listen, or just listen to the programming for their first Sunday. And of course, each first Sunday, I have the pleasure to teach a class on starting and growing a successful business, which really revolves around technology. Then Imam Ajin Muhammad presents an Arabic class, a dynamic Arabic class, every first Sunday. And then there's always a guest speaker. And the guest speaker for the upcoming first Sunday will be Dr. Lynn El-Amin Muhammad, and she'll be the guest speaker. Then, of course, we'll hear from the president of the Mosque Cares, Wahidin Muhammad II. So I wanted to bring you that and update you on that, bring you that information, and just to let you know that that's going to be an additional opportunity and an additional way to access the work of the Mosque Cares by looking at their first Sunday programming via live stream. The Mosque Cares has embraced technology, and really what it's done is really done wonders. But they've embraced the technology so that the work of Imam Wahidin Muhammad, so that work can be increased. That work can be increased and open to the whole world. Open to the whole world. It's really up to interested individuals if they want to check out what's going on with the work of the ministry. But there are so many now, so many avenues that are being employed to bring that information to the masses. And it's critical information, very valuable information. And so I just want you to know now that first Sunday, of course, since we are here in the Chicago area, and that next first Sunday, which will be first Sunday, November 2nd, that first Sunday, the we observe daylight saving time. So, of course, we will be ending, and we'll be going back to standard time. And so the Miles Cares programming really probably will begin at 1 o'clock. It'll probably go on at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time. So if you're in the East and you're in the Eastern Time Zone, it'll be 3 o'clock. If you're in the Pacific Time Zone, of course you know you'll be 2 hours behind. So we're going at 1, and it'll be 11 o'clock in the Pacific Time Zone. But we would like for you to join us live via live stream, the Miles Cares First Sunday programming. And, of course, as I said earlier, if for whatever reason you miss it, you can go to YouTube, and update and put the information on YouTube. They usually have it up in fairly short order after the first Sunday has ended. And so you can go there. Then, of course, type in the and just search for that particular program, and then you can observe it. It'll be taped, so you'll be able to get it. So these will be these opportunities are available to you to check out the programming of the Miles Cares. So again, we'll continue to wait for our guest. But let's go on to our next segment, and as soon as our guest called in and join us, we will we'll have them join us and enjoy what they have to offer to us. So let me update you now on some of the work that I have been involved with. Of course, again, as I say, my focus is on business and technology, and there were several business efforts that I'm involved in, and that I want to, and that I've also, I know I have mentioned them here on a blog talk on the Religion Means Life here on the Religion Means Life audience. But let me give you an update. Of course, you know, the New Africa Group LLC. The New Africa Group LLC is a that I have the pleasure of co-founding, and I'm currently the CEO. And the first project that was launched by the New Africa Group was the New Africa National Business Directory. The New Africa National Business Directory. And the focus of the directory is to help highlight African-American-owned businesses and I hope that having a place where someone could go and who are really looking to find an African-American-owned business, they could go to that directory and see the listings there, click on a listing, and hopefully we could find there would be someone there that could provide a service or a product that you're looking for. We're continuing to add to the directory, but just so we make it inform the audience, let me give you, this is a totally online, and this is a totally online directory, an electronic directory. But the beauty of this is you can access to this directory from your computer, from your smartphone, or from a tablet. And in this day and time, you know, when you need a service or a product, most people don't go to Yellow Pages or go to a book anymore at all. They go to their electronic device. And that's why we have situated this particular directory online and available to you. The address is New Africa. To spell the word out, New Africa, and just add NBD to it. So newafricanbd.com. If you put that in your search engine, you will receive you'll go right to the site, and there you can see the businesses that are listed there. Now, if you happen to be a business owner who wants to target, to market to the African-American community or those who are looking to support African-American businesses, we also want to encourage you to go there to the website, and you can see if you want to submit a listing. That means you can register yourself, and then you can list your business on the site if you like. The rates are extremely competitive, and so I would encourage you to look at this directory as a resource for bringing more business to your firm or your company, particularly if you happen to be African-American owned and you want to really tapping into the African-American marketplace. So that's the New Africa National Business Directory. Now, the New Africa Group has also announced, brought into place, started the New Africa Buying Network. The New Africa Buying Network. It was launched, of course, in February of this year, and the Buying Network had its first annual meeting at the MOSCAF Annual Convention. And the they just concluded Labor Day weekend. The Buying Network has established a monthly call-in program, monthly call-in meeting, where individuals who want to be a part of the Buying Network, want to learn more about the Buying Network and how it operates and what opportunities are available to them, either who are already in business or who have a desire to start a business, you can call in. The monthly call-in meeting is always the second Tuesday of the month. And so our upcoming meeting will be Tuesday, October 14th, and it will be at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. And so let me give you the call-in number. The number to call in to participate in the meeting is 857-232-0159. That's 857-232-0159. And the access code is 928-997. That's 928-997. And once you get connected, you'll have to announce yourself. And then I'll be glad to, as the host, I have the pleasure of hosting that call-in. I'll add you into the meeting, and then you can come in and find out more about what the Buying Network is involved in and what some of the current projects we're looking at beginning to develop. And just a brief nutshell, the New Africa Buying Network is a network of businesses who have come together to use the power of collective buying for their businesses. And the way it's structured in such a way where businesses or nonprofit organizations. These are the two classes of membership. We're going to be members of the Buying Network. Can really leverage the power of group buying to enhance their business efforts. Help them grow. Our hope is that it will help you grow faster, grow stronger, and be more productive in your business efforts. So that's the New Africa Buying Network. If you just want to contact myself and the New Africa group, you may contact me at 312-515-2383. That's 312-515-2383. Or you can just go online to thenewafricagroup.com. Just go to our website there and get information on the what's going on with the New Africa Group. But we invite you to join us in the monthly call-in program and get the latest information on what's going on with the New Africa Buying Network. Okay. Now, with that, let me bring another update. This is another program that's being launched, and this is a brand new program that's being launched by the Moss Cares. You won't find this on their website as yet because it's just so new. The recent First Sunday programming, doing the President's Address, Brother Wahid-Din Muhammad II, the president of the Moss Cares, we had some discussion after all the other speakers had concluded, and we have now decided that during the First Sunday weekends now, we refer to the weekend of First Sunday, we're going to initiate a marketplace, and it will be referred to as called the New Africa Marketplace Weekends. Now, let me give you an idea of what we are trying to do by establishing this. Imam Muhammad was one that always encouraged economic and business development and took the lead in various efforts to help improve the economic situation of not just of those who accepted his leadership, but of African Americans in general, particularly those who live here in the United States. His watchword was, and he's been communicated in many ways, that for a community to become economically strong, that means for a community to be strong and establish on a firm footing, it had to have strong businesses underpinning it, supporting it, that the business community in those communities had to be strong. Many of the communities that African Americans live in around the country, most of them are not as strong as they could be, and they can certainly stand to be strengthened. And those businesses in those communities, many of those businesses will tell you that they could use more people patronizing their businesses, because if they did, they would they would become stronger. So this effort is to continue the work on the focus of Imam Muhammad through his ministry, which is now formally referred to as the Mosque Care, with the New Africa Marketplace Weekends. We will be in, and this will be here at the New that the mosque is building, which is located at 929 West 171st Street in East Hazel Crest, Illinois. We will have vendors. These are individuals who want to come and sell. They have products or services that they want to promote or products they want to sell. They'll be coming together. They'll be coming there. They're setting up. And this will be on that Saturday. And we'll also have those businesses who will continue on Sunday during the mosque fairs, first Sunday programming. But on that Saturday, the vendors will be there. But in addition to that, we'll have a workshop, for business for business owners, so that hopefully they are those who are interested in going to business, so that they can get information that can help improve their business efforts. And then there will be other community type activities that will be going on the on the Saturday, and it's referred to as that first. We call it the first. We'll call it the African Marketplace Weekends. But it's always the first weekend of the month, the weekend of the first Sunday meeting. That Saturday before, we'll have this particular program. So here is a new program effort sponsored by the Mosque Cares, and it will be taking place there at the Mosque Cares building. And here it demonstrates again the focus of the Mosque Cares and the importance of the work of Imam Walter Dean Muhammad. So we encourage you to you can go to the Mosque Cares website and see if information is there, but I'm informing you that we will be starting this the first Sunday or the first weekend in November. It will start with that Saturday, 9 o'clock a.m. The vendors can come and sit up. The doors will be opening at 10 o'clock a.m. And this is a community program, the new Africa Marketplace Weekend. We're encouraging vendors from around the area to drive on in and make a weekend of it and bring their wares, their products, their whatever the clothing they may have, the sale of jewelry and things like that. And their products, bring those for individuals who come in and will patronize them. And also, stay over for be a vendor there on the first Sunday and stay over for the first Sunday program. We believe this will be another effort of building the support for business. Mm-hmm. Business in our community and supporting the work of Imam Walter Dean Muhammad. So, the continued work of Imam Walter Dean Muhammad. So with that, we're going to bring that information to your attention. And now, let's see, I'm looking at our call board, and I know our guests, I know how busy they are. I haven't got a call from them. So let me continue on while I continue on with a presentation here. Let me see if I can contact them and see if and let's see if their schedule has just been a challenge and they just couldn't get in to us, or have they just they said something come up and they'd have to kind of reschedule. But while we're working to bring, try to find out what's going on with my guest, let me inform you a little bit about the first Sunday programming that I have been presenting, the class, and the subject matter. This last first Sunday, I made a presentation of part two on working with YouTube. Of course, YouTube is a video sharing website. And as I said earlier in this broadcast, you can certainly go to YouTube. And of course, YouTube is on the internet. You simply go to YouTube.com. That's YouTube.com, and you can get information. It takes you right to their homepage, and from their homepage, you can then view videos that you're interested in. And if you don't see them, certainly you can search for them. But not only can you view videos in YouTube, but you can also upload your own videos to YouTube where other people can view what you're doing. And there's with my focus being business, the class I'm offering is to first describe how YouTube works, the value of YouTube, and then how to use it to promote your business efforts. It is a significant tool, a very good tool for those who have businesses where you can develop something visually, and many businesses either your buildings or the inside of your operations, how your operations work. There's some visual aspect to your business. But as I told the attendees at the first Sunday program, and of course, as I said, it's been taped, so all you need to do is go to YouTube and go to the Mosque Cares, and this would be probably in my class's name, Starting and Growing a Successful Business. So if you put in first the Mosque Cares, space, Starting and Growing a Successful Business, if you put that in the search line of the YouTube search box, the class will come up. This will probably be the most recent class. It's probably be class 21 or 22. I actually demonstrate how you can set up on a YouTube account and upload a video to YouTube so that you can illuminate or more promote your business or your services or whatever. Or if you have an interest in developing a business, and my upcoming class programming, particularly the next class, I will bring to the audience, there first in the audience, examples and information on individuals who are currently using that video sharing platform, YouTube, to promote their business. There are some individuals who have become what they call YouTube stars. And the beauty of YouTube, it doesn't cost anything to upload a video to YouTube. And if that particular video goes viral, it really becomes very popular on YouTube, YouTube will pay you for having that video on. They have a pay scale, and you can find out what that pay scale is, but they will pay you. for uploading a video and using YouTube, using their video platform to illuminate whatever that particular video is about. This is really significant. The video that I put up is a video introducing the YouTube channel that I set up for the New Africa Group. So I've set up a channel for the New Africa Group, and I did a video welcoming people to that channel, and the with the goal of simply demonstrating how one could, number one, create a channel on YouTube, set up a channel on YouTube, and also upload a video to YouTube. And so that video is there, and a demonstration. So if you want to know how it was done, simply go to YouTube, and in the search bar, type in The Moss Cares, and then space, and then type in starting and growing a successful business. If you do this, you will get to the you'll get to my classes, and you can then find the class number. In fact, while speaking to you here on the radio, and since I'm here on my computer looking at both my Twitter information, see if I got any tweets here that I can respond to. Okay, I don't see any tweets. As I say again now, you can certainly, while you're on listening to the program, Religion Means a Lot, you can certainly send me a tweet. And when I see it, I will read it and respond back to you. Or share it with our radio audience. So I'm looking, checking my Twitter page. I don't see anything right now. So let me now go to YouTube. Just type in, I'm at YouTube. I'm going to type in at the search Moss Cares. And the space starting and growing a successful business. And then if my business, in fact, I'm looking at the most recent one right now. It's classed well, this is not the most recent one, but it's there. And if you want the most recent one, I will have the Moss Cares put that information on their website so you can get access to the most recent one. This particular class that just pops up, this class 22, part 1 and part 2, I got to check and see. But anyway, of course, my picture pops up, the video, and the information is there for that particular class. So that is the that will give you information on the use of the class I'm teaching on, how to use the video sharing site, YouTube. And I will be doing part 3 if God willing. I'll be doing part 3 of that presentation on the first Sunday here in November. And that will be November 2nd. Yeah, so that first Sunday weekend is November 1st and this 2nd. So it'll be the New Africa Marketplace Weekend, that first Sunday weekend on November 1st and 2nd, 14. And then, of course, we encourage you and invite you to attend, to come out. If you can't, remember that I announced earlier, that first Sunday program, we will live stream it. That means we will be broadcasting it via the live stream. And if you want to get the link so that you can watch it on your smartphone, your tablet, or your laptop, simply go to the Mosque Cares homepage website, and they'll have a link there that you can click on and get the information where you can look at and watch or hear the first Sunday program via live stream. All right. I don't see a guest I'm not called in. Let me continue. Let me just stop and see, and just pause just briefly and see if there are any questions from our radio audience on anything that I've presented thus far here on this edition of Religion Means a Life. So I'll just pause just briefly to see if anyone would like to ask a question, make a comment. If you're already listening to us, simply hit number one on your keypad, and it will put you right into the host queue, and I'll bring you right on. All righty. But I don't see anyone who's dialed in. So let's continue then. I brought information about my last first Sunday presentation. I've updated you. The audience now on some of the activities of the Mosque Cares. Now that we enter the program a little bit, let me again bring you information for the host of the Religion Means Alive. And that's our brother Imam Alfred Muhammad. As I said when I came on air, our brother is having some a challenging healthcare issue, and it's one that's he's been focused on. I'm sure all of you know, has dealt a blow. Informed that you're going to the doctor gives you the news. You just have to what you do is you really ask the Creator to bless you to be able to handle it. Well, Imam Alfred has set up the Imam Alfred Prostate Cancer Fund. So he's been dealt this particular challenge, and he needs financial support to assist him where the his insurance, there's some areas dealing with this particular illness that his insurance will not cover. And so he's appealing to the listeners of his radio program here, Religion Means Alive, and all those. See the value of what he has been offering, and that would be open to supporting his campaign to help him fight this this disease. So you can go again You can go to his Facebook page and click on Imam Alfred Muhammad. It will take you to his Facebook page, and then you can see he talks about the health challenges he's undergoing, and there's some information there available where you can make a donation. Now, as I said earlier, if for whatever reason you cannot, you don't have Facebook, and you prefer to send a donation directly to him, you can do that also. Simply mail your donation to Imam Alfred Muhammad, 817 Jackson Avenue, Linder, New Jersey, area code 07036. And, okay, so, let's see, I think I may have, let's see if there, if there are any of our guests have called in. Let's see, okay, I don't recognize any of these numbers yet, so I'm assuming they haven't called in this yet. So let me go on to, let me continue. So again, the health challenges Imam Abu Muhammad is going through, he needs our support. He needs your support. He needs our support, both our prayers and then our financial support. And so we would encourage you to, those who want to support him financially, again, you can go to his Facebook page. He set up the Imam Alfred Prostate Cancer Fund. You can let him know that you're going to be a part of that and that you're going to send a donation to him. And again, if you cannot, if you do not have Facebook, and on Facebook, but you still want to support this effort, you can reach him at this address. And let me give it to you again. It's Imam Alfred Muhammad, 817 Jackson Avenue, Linder, New Jersey. That's L-I-N-D-E-R, New Jersey. 07036. The zip is 07036. And I'm sure Imam Alfred will be grateful for all of your prayers and your financial support, your financial help. All right. So I'm checking our board here. I don't see our guest has not called in this yet. So let me then bring to you for the last segment, the last time that I have available here. Information on a subject that I know that's important and valuable to all of us. Again, as you know, my focus here is on business and technology. And in the technology area, all of us, I know, have tools that we use that open us up, that they are subject to being hacked. When I say tools, if you use a debit card, if you use a credit card, if you particularly if you go online and you go to various websites just doing search online, or you purchase things online, however you interact with technology, even in your banking, There have been incidents in the news recently about hacking that's going on. And some of the largest concerns, businesses, in terms of banks, Chase, J.P. Morgan Chase, not too long ago, I found out that they had been hacked and that they're working with trying to find out what's going on, how far the hackers had access, that they believe that they had not got access to depositors' accounts. But hacking, this hacking did occur. So, and that's a large financial operation. And so you would think that their security would be very strong, but, and it probably was, but it just talks about how diligent some of these individuals are trying to get access to other people's information. Just recently, it's come to the attention that Home Depot was hacked. And that means if you happen to be a purchaser of Home Depot and you use your credit card or debit card purchasing anything from Home Depot, there was a chance that your information may be compromised. And then it can be compromised in so many other ways. So the important thing is that there are some ways that you can protect yourself. Just recently, I was my credit union. I have a debit card through my credit union. They just mailed me a new debit card and just told me to destroy the one I had and begin using the new one. Because I did purchase some items from Home Depot using my debit card. Home Depot had communicated to them and other financial institutions, and they just, to get ahead of it, they just decided to just reissue new debit cards to their customers. And so that's what the institution has done. But there are some things that, of course, that we can do. And one of the first things we should do is to make sure that we check our credit reports. In this day of time of this hacking and identity theft, they almost all go hand in hand. So if you use a credit card, and many times in this day and time, we do use our credit cards for shopping. It could be online, or it could be at a what they call a brick and mortar store. So that you can make certain that no one has opened up an account in your name and done anything in your name, it would be advisable for you to keep up on what's going on with credit, with your own credit. And the way to do that is to get your credit report. If you know, there's a law of none that has been passed that you can get a free credit report from each one of the three major reporting agencies. You can get a free credit report once a year. Once every year or 2 months. Now, of course, if you apply for credit and you were denied for whatever reason, then that particular company or whatever, they can set up where you can get a free credit report so you can see what was going on and maybe you can determine why you were denied. One a year. And what I advise individuals, and this is general knowledge, that you should not get them all at one time. That you should stagger how often you get your credit report. So if the three major credit reporting agencies are Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, and those are the three major credit reporting agencies. So, since you can get a free one every year, the recommendation is is to get a report from each one of these companies and spread them out so that you get one. It's 4 months. Of course, the 3 times 4 is 12. So if you get one from one company, you wait 4 months, and then you get the next credit report from the next company, and then you wait another 4 months, and then get the credit report from the last company. By doing this, since most businesses report to all three of these credit agencies, this is going to cover you very well in terms of knowing what's going on. What do you have open out there? Are there any mistakes in your credit report? And just that. So the one of the ways to protect yourself, particularly relative to using a credit card, is to get your credit report. And here again, you can get it free. If you don't have the website, let me give you the website. It's a www.annualcreditreport.com. All right, so it's important. You know, they got a lot of reporting, a lot of agencies out there, a lot of companies out there, a lot of websites out there. They got some that says free credit report and all of that. But they only give you the free credit report if you sign up for some kind of credit monitoring, things like that. If you want to get, and as they say right here in their underlying timeline, right up under their name, the only source for your quick credit report authorized by federal law, this is important, authorized by federal law, is the annualcreditreport.com. So just go in, type that in your search, in your location bar on your computer, or just type it into a search engine, annualcreditreport.com, and you go in and you can sign up to get your free credit report. As I say, over the year, if you could just identify what company you want to get one for the first 4 months, then the next 4 months, look at a date and order one from that one, then the last quarter. So it's really, if you want to last quarter of the year, order your last one. This will give you a pretty good overview of your credit history, what's going on with your credit file. You can see how information has been reported. You can also head off identity theft. If there's anything in that in those credit reports that you find that are not appropriate, they're not what you are familiar with, you can bring this to the attention of the reporting agency. And they can address it. Now, that's one of the first, and maybe one, probably I would say one of the easiest ways to protect yourself in terms of using of the credit cards. And of course, your debit card. Debit card, of course, all you do is just check your bank statement. You should check your bank statement as you get it each month, and make sure that all those charges that have been attributed to your debit card are on that statement, and that they are not on the statement that you're not familiar with. If they are, then, of course, you can bring these to the attention of your banking institution. All right. Another area, I have enough time to kind of mention this. I believe probably have to reschedule our guest because there's really not enough time to get into what we would like to get into with the conversation with our guest. Let me simply say that both our guests are musicians and extremely busy. It's my hope that we could get them for the show today, but for whatever reason, unfortunately, was not able to get them. So hopefully we'll look forward to getting them on the show in the and future segments of the show. But with the balance of the time I have in the show, let me also bring information about one other area where you can protect yourself from hackers. And this is the area where, with many of us who use our computers, or if you use it for banking, but even if you don't use it for banking, if you use it to go into other sites, this is the area where it's very important to have strong passwords. That's for your banking app, application, or for whatever purpose that you use your computer. And I know many of you are probably familiar with the celebrities who had their photographs seen because someone was able to get into their accounts because they had weak passwords. They were able to find out what their passwords were. They didn't hack the account. What they were able to do was to find out what their passwords were because they used a weak password. Some used their children's name. Some used their pet's name. Some used, and you'd be surprised, some used just 5 or 6 digits for their password. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now, these are what they call very weak passwords. And so to protect yourself when you're online, your online profile, your first line of defense are strong passwords. And we know usually we use weak passwords because they're hard to remember. And but if you come up with I'll use as an example that there's an outline here, and I'm reading from the Consumer Reports, July 2014 edition. If you come up with a convention where you incorporate special characters with your numbers and letters, both uppercase and lowercase, if you incorporate those special characters and you incorporate them in such a way that you know how you're going to use the special characters and which ones you're going to use, you can really strengthen your password. So if you were to use a password like that would be easy for you to say a child's name, but if you were to begin that password with a special characters like the number sign or the ample sign, which is the A with the circle around it, the amp sign, or with a comma, or with a period, or with a combination of those. Now, of course, I'm not telling you which ones to use, I'm not telling you what combination to use them, but if you were to incorporate them with the name of you wanted to use, or a word that you could fairly remember, and then at the end of that, add some more special characters. All right, then you can really strengthen your password. They have these computers out here that try to read passwords, but once you go to start adding special characters to them, the combinations are so great that they're very hard to crack. And it's like anything. When people find something that's very difficult to get access to, they move on to those things that are easy or easier. So it would be my advice to you to use special characters at the beginning, sometimes in the middle, and particularly at the end of a name or a word that you're going to use for your password. If you do that, you'll find that it really strengthens your password. You know, most websites now, they have, and they can tell you when you put in or you're selecting a password, they can tell you if it's strong or if it's weak. And if it's weak, don't go with it. continue to work at it till you can strengthen it. Until you come to the board and say, okay, good, password is strong. So you don't have to make it too difficult. You can make it easier for you to remember if you develop a convention of using special characters in the beginning, in the middle, at the end of your chosen word or numbers sequence or whatever for a password, and you'll see that it can work well for you, and then you can help protect yourself from being hacked by these computers online. So, this information on stepping your password and how to protect yourself when you're using debit and credit cards. I wanted to bring to you. I was going to break to bring this information to you at a upcoming segment of the show, but I had it available to us, and since our guest did not call in, I decided to bring it to you now. So we have just a few minutes left, and so I want to wind down the show now with some announcements, some of the upcoming things that I'm involved with, and then I'd like to make one additional appeal to our host, Imam Alfred Muhammad. All right. As the co-founder and one of the principals involved with the New Africa Group, again, I'd just like to say to you all that there are several programs that are in place now, but the one that I want to call your attention to and encourage you to be a part of is the New Africa Buying Network and our upcoming conference call. The conference call, it will be tomorrow, Tuesday, 8 o'clock p.m., at Central Standard Time. And the New Africa Group, the New Africa Buying Network, again, is a group of businesses that have come together, business owners that have come together, business owners or nonprofit organizations. Membership of the New Africa Group is open to business owners and nonprofit organizations. Come together to pool their resources and use the buying power of their group buying power to purchase items for their businesses, and that in turn can help strengthen their businesses and help them compete more. All right. Anyway, our monthly conference call meeting will be Tuesday, October 14th. It'll be 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. And the call-in number, let me give you the number again. The call-in number is 857-232-0159. That's the call-in number, and once you call in, the access code is 928-997. That's 928-997. That's the access code. So I invite you to join us when you connect to the conference call. You'll have to announce yourself, and then I will bring you in. You know, you have to inform us who you are, and I can bring you into the meeting. And if you just want to find out what the New Africa Buying Network is all about, join us, and we will be glad to invite you in. As we progress on, the New Africa Buying Network will be, in order to join the monthly conference call, you'll have to be actually a member of the network. But at this stage, we are open to anyone to join us, find out what's going on with the Buying Network, how you can become a member of the Buying Network, what can be the benefits of the Buying Network, all the things like that, ask the questions that you may have. At this point, that's where we are. So I want to make that announcement. And then, of course, let me again invite you to go to the Mosque Cares website and get the updated information on the programming that they have in place. The Save the Day program, which has already been, they've already come with the date. So we can save this date. The Save the Day program will be Saturday, February 21st, 2015, and it will take place at the same location as it was last year. That's the Chicago Marriott Midway Airport Hotel. Chicago Marriott Midway Airport Hotel, located at 6520 South Cicero Avenue. I want you to save the date for that. The next First Sunday program will be Sunday, November 2nd, 2014. And this Save the Day program, I'm sorry, the First Sunday program, of course, we are on daylight saving time, and that will be when the standard time returns. So daylight saving times will end, and standard time will return. Standard time returns, we fall back. So First Sunday will begin at 1 o'clock p.m., and so for the Eastern time zone, that'll be 12 o'clock noon, and of course for the Pacific time zone, it'll be 11 a.m. If you miss the First Sunday programming, let me add this critical new announcement. Starting with the November First Sunday program, it will be broadcast via live stream. It'll be broadcast via live stream. And all you need to do is go to the Mosque's website to get that information on how to tap into it and watch the program on your smartphone, on your laptop computer, or any computer, or on your tablet. Also, let me end our broadcast again with bringing information about our host. The host of this broadcast, Imam Alpha Muhammad. He has a health challenge, and he's asking for your support financially to help him while he works through this health challenge. You can go to his Facebook page, and he has already set up a fund, and it's called the Imam Alpha Muhammad Prostate Cancer Fund, and he needs your support to help him fight this. Dreaded disease. Again, if you don't and can't get access to Facebook, you can send a donation directly to him at Imam Alfred Muhammad, 817 Jackson Avenue, Linden, New Jersey. LINDER, New Jersey. His area code is 07036. With that, I want to say thank you for tuning in to this edition of Religion Means Alive. Thank you for allowing me. I want to thank you, Imam Alfred. And then, of course, you, our audience, our honorable radio audience, for allowing me to be a part of your time this afternoon. I pray that you all have just a fantastic weekend, a week, and that the Creator blesses you all, but all that you desire. I leave you all with the greetings of peace, as we say in the Arabic language. Assalamu alaikum.